Georgia's film industry supports many actors, producers, directors, and also classical musicians like Tracy Woodard. She's a violinist in Atlanta, and on any given day, you might catch her recording soundtracks for a new TV show, film, or video game. She's also the founder of an event series where contemporary composers present new scores for very old silent films. Tracy talked to us about writing music for movies.
My name is Tracy Woodard. I'm a classical musician. I play violin, viola, and recently theremin, and I am a composer. If you're doing music for visual medium, if you're doing it well, then in a way, you know, you're not going to notice it. It's meant to enhance the experience. Like, it's like adding salt to the food. It's like it enhances, but there are going to be moments where you want to change the style to sort of surprise the audience. One of my favorite movie directors who does this sort of trick all the time are the Coen brothers, where the Coen brothers will have, you know, traditional sort of creepy background music, and then all of a sudden there's, you know, something changes in the story, like, oh, we found a body on the doorstep, or, you know, something bad has happened, and then suddenly the music becomes very upbeat and happy, and it's unexpected, and that really charges the moment in the story because the music is not where you thought it was going to go. There is a Coen Brothers' first film was called Blood Simple, and there's this very eerie scene where a man has been tasked with burying a body.
This is WKAV.
So he goes out in the middle of the desert, he's got a body in the back of the car, and then he discovers, oh wait, he's not dead. The guy is crawled out of the back of the car and is crawling along the highway. And so there's this scene where he has to figure out, okay, do I kill him now? Do I bury him alive? What do I do? And it's this very dark scene. And in the meantime, the car radio is playing this very upbeat mariachi music. And it's funny, but you feel bad about laughing at it. And so I wanted to have that juxtaposition where the audience isn't sure how they're supposed to feel. I really want to take the audience out of their comfort zone. It's a very interesting time to be a musician in Atlanta because we have the film industry. I mean, I was on a TV set just yesterday because they needed a violinist. And of course, we have all the soundtrack opportunities that are coming to Atlanta because, you know, places like LA and New York are just getting too expensive. And also there's all of these spaces in downtown Atlanta that want music.
That's violinist Tracy Woodard. She told us one welcoming Atlanta space for artists is iDrum Music and Art Gallery.